I can't finish it anymore.
Okay, again.
And it's in Erevin also. We're really right. It like jumps into the middle of a sugi in Erevin. Just a little background. In Erevin, we deal with a thing called a mavui. A mavui is basically a three-sided alley, three walls. Now, midoraisa, that's Rishus HaYoch, there's no problem. But midorabonon, we never allow that fourth wall to be completely open. So there's, again, we're not getting into heavy details. This is not the first two prokem with Erevin, the first paragraph. What do you put in that fourth wall? There are two ways to do it. You can either put a lechi is a standing pole, or a koir is a cross pole, this one. Okay, now, there's a big discussion. It's about an Erevin Ches and Tes, the same dapim. Let's say I have a three-walled, one, two, three, okay. This is my open wall. I put a lechi here, right? Now, again, you have opening of the... There's a thickness of the wall, so don't forget the Pesach. It's not like I drew it here. It's nothing. It's got a thickness. So let's say I put my lechi there, right? Like that. Okay, now, can I carry up to the lechi? Or can I carry even what they call bein halachoyai? Same question with the kaira. The kaira is this way. Now, the lechi has no shear. It could be nothing. It could be even a string. The kaira has to be a tefach. Can I carry up to here, or can I carry under the kaira? Now, again, the walls extend, obviously, we're within the walls. Okay, now we said before, Chirim Oimrim, an enigmatic statement, not clear what it means over there. Iskufa Mishamesh is Beis Rishuyis. Bizman Shapesa Posua Kilifnim Pesach Nol Kilachutz. This area, the Iskufa, if the door is open, we treat it on the bottom of Vomit Aleph. Very bottom of Vomit Aleph. Vomit Aleph. A Chirim Oimrim. Okay. So that area, if the door is open, it's like inside me, you can carry there. If the door is closed, then that area you can't carry. What are we talking about? The rationale is like this. We thought we were talking about the iskafa in a mavui, which has been huta, what we call aydei lech. So again, you have a three-walled thing, you have your thickness of the, what they call kenegra pesach, and in there you got a lech. So basically, you're telling me, okay, when the door's closed, it's about to the avak. When the door's open, you can carry there, it's going to lift in. That means basically you're telling me you can carry against the thickness of the lech. The Gemara here holds that you can't. That's how they seem to come out over there. It's a machlok, but it seems to come out over there that you can't. Again, in order to be mat to that area, let's say that strip, you'd have to put another lechi on the outside. In other words, here's your area. You put a lechi here. That takes care of everything within it. What about this? Let's say the lechi is 6 inches wide. To carry in that 6 inches, you'd have to put another lechi at the end of the 6 inches. So the understanding here was that you have a mavui with a lechi. When the door's open, you can carry in that space. But we know you can't. We know in order to do that, you got to put another lechi there. That's like what thought what was going on over here. So it's not an easy... Because we come out in the Erevin that you can't carry opposite the lechayayim.
The piece of the wall.
Because the lechi, because the wall's not enough. You need a fourth wall. You need a lechi. The lechi is only matter from within the lechi. That's we have to leave that for Erevin. That's how we come out over there. So achirim olim iska for mishamesh shtei rishuyis bezman shapesach posua when the door is open kelefdim. It's like the inside. You can carry it, but right pesach no'u. If the door closes, then it's kelechutz. It's like the outside. Another lechi, right? Now that means it's machloikis in Erevin. But that the Gemara is going this way. Rav Chama bar Gurya Omar Rav Toich HaPesach, meaning the thickness of the wall which is opposite the lechi. Tzorach lechi achel lehatiro. Okay, we'll take it on faith till we get to Erevin that you can't carry opposite the lechi. And the Gemara thought that's what's going on over here. Now. Well, maybe I'll tell you like this. Maybe that Gemara meant that space. Here, let's make it this way. Here's your three walls. Here's your lechi, right? So we're saying you can't carry here. The lechi only helps from within the lechi. Okay. Says, well, you know, maybe that's only if the space of the lechi is four tefachim by four tefachim. Then it's a serious mokim. And we keep on learning. But let's say I have a lechi like this, which is nowhere near dalet tefachim. Maybe then it's so little I don't care, then it's just bottled to the inside. I don't need anything. I mean, that Gemara that said for the space against the lechi. He needed another lechi. That's only when that space against the lechi is a serious space. Maybe that's a thought. That's a discussion there also. So I don't care. I don't need that other lechi. It's like part of the mavui. The Omar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, the same Rav Chama Bar Gurya Omar Rav, Toicha Pesach Afal Pi Shem Bol Dalit Al Dalit, Tzorch Lechi La Chalat Tiro. So that's not an out. The space of opposite. And the Lechi was four. What?
What's the
Mokum Kosh? No. No. Because the assumption is that this the doorway space. Okay, we're talking where there's walls coming this way. So there's a thickness of the doors. The assumption is that they put down a lechi to fill the whole space. Or, the way Rashi learns, we're using the thickness of the... The truth is, when you have a mavui... No, when you have the mavui... I said, when you have a mavui coming this way, let's say it's three walls, they have a little bit sticking out, right? You have a thickness of the wall here. This thickness of the wall itself is the lechi.
That's what Rashi said, and you have a lechi on that side too.
So what?
So then you have the lechi
already. No, you need a lechi on the outside. Both of these lechis are here. It's like two lechis is the main. The mavui only needs one.
Itself.
The doorway itself serves as a lechi. Two lechis is meaningless in the mavui. What's the difference? You have two of them. What's the difference? No, you need one outside.
The outside of the
side of the wall is basically like a thick lechi.
Right,
so it can only be matzav mitzins. Another one, you'd have to put something over here.
Right.
Doesn't matter. You got one on the other side.
That's also the fact that there's a doorway.
It happens to be a door here too.
Right.
But that doesn't matter. Uh-huh. It's the door, the thickness of the doorway.
The lintel, whatever they...
Correct. Iskov is a lintel. That's what we're talking about. Then. Okay, now, so what are we talking about? Because we've got a strange case over here. We've got a case where that space is mutter until you close the door.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on here? The Gemara started off with working with a lechi. We're assuming now that against the lechi, it's also the carry there. So door open, door closed. What difference does it make? Comes the Gemara with a thought. No, we're not talking with a lechi. I'm making a mistake. We're talking with a koira across the top. Now, can you carry under? Same question. Can you carry under the koira? It's also machlokes over there. But this Gemara calls that you can carry under the koira. But now let's be careful here. The koira is only a tefach. So the doorway is not completely covered by the koira. That's the Gemara's trick over here. So let's say this is your doorway, your lintel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go forth. It doesn't make any difference. Your koira is, here's the inside of the movie. The koira is the first tefach.
Mm-hmm.
So where can you carry?
First
within the first tefach. Why? With the whole movie plus the first tefach, because we look at it as if... We'll see in Arabian. Basically, you could look at it as if the outside of the curve is coming down and seals you off. More or less. That's an oversimplification, but let's take it that way. Says an interesting trick here. Good, so what's up? Do the door close, door open? Right? What's up? What's the problem now? If you can carry under the curve, so if you close the door, I can't. When you close the door is closing on the inside. So when the door closes, the thickness of that curve is sort of outside. Now, who cares? Let it come down and cover that little space.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing Rashi and Tais come up with here. When the space covered by an imaginary mechitza will be less than four tvachim, you can't do it. These things we have, things coming down, these magics, work on an area of four tvachim. So when your door's open, the koyer is being matir, it's tevach plus your whole mavi. That's the din. It comes down for some reason, midrabona. When you close your door, your mavi is not finished, it's sealed. Ella what? You want the koyer to come down on itself, basically. To be matir, a strip, a one tevach strip. Again, because the koyer doesn't go, if the koyer went the whole, it was a four tevach koyer, it would be okay. Because once it's four tvachim, that's pitikur yerid. Besides, it'll close down on itself. Whenever you're under a roof of four and you have walls on the side, it comes down. Says Rashi, that's why the Gemara says it's talking by a mavui. Because in a house, you stand, the lintel has a roof over it, so you have no problem. But in a mavui, it's open to the sky. What you've got is your koira. Your koira is only a tefach. It's the first tefach. So when you close the door, you want the koira to come down on a tefach. That it doesn't do. Again, we're going to see more this morning in Erevin. Sometimes a heavy sugi in Erevin. Mami, that daft test.
Within that tefach, you have a complete wall.
What do you mean? You have three walls.
Outside the doorway.
No, no wall on the outside. No wall on the outside.
Door.
Doors on the inside.
Yeah, but you have a door and you have...
Two walls on the side.
And on top of the player, too.
So right, but that whole area is now one tefach.
You can carry that one.
No.
Why
because it can't come down on a tefach.
The door is covered.
No, but you need a fourth wall. You always need a fourth wall, Madrabonan. That's the problem. That's the whole Mavi. Every Mavi has three walls. That's the din. You have to have a fourth wall.
That doorway is just freestanding, and it's just sitting in like the middle, for instance. You have three walls.
Right, then you got a thickness. You have a thickness coming out a little bit. You have a doorway. The door is closing off the fourth wall. It's got some sort of a hinge.
The whole thing is...
Yeah, and it's still shut. Right. Big doors, not like God. It's like a gate, you know, that closes off a driveway, you know, that kind of thing. So that's the first teretz. Om Rav Yudah Barava, Poach of Iskev is Movu Yaskinen. Chetz Yom Makur, V'chetz Shein Makur. V'kiru Yichlapi Pnim. The inner part of that space has the Koira. So when the Koira, the doors are open, the Koira comes down, that's the, we hold Mutal Ishtamish Tachas like Koira. But when you close the door, you're wanting the Koira to come down on an area of Tefa. That it can't do. Pesach posuach kilufnim. Why not Pesach? No kiluchutz, because it cuts it off. Again, points out Rashi. What do you have to say? It's in a movie. Let it be in a house. Because in a house, generally, you're going to have a roof. And standard doorways were four tvachim at least. So it's covered with a piece of four tvachim. What I care, door open, door closed. What I care. So Gemara has to answer movie. Okay. Now says the Gemara, I can make it in a house too. Interesting trick what the Gemara says. Ladies. I have a house. So my doorway is four tvachim, and I have a ceiling. No, so what do I care? Door closed, door mali, what do I care? Says so an interesting construct. Your doorway is four tvachim, right? Let's say it doesn't matter how it could be bigger than two, I don't care. The point is like this. Your ceiling on that four tvachim doorway, it's a very interesting case the Gemara makes up, is made up of two pieces, two cross pieces, two pieces of wood. Are going across. Let's make up a case. Let's say it's a five tvachim doorway. This one. So I have five tvachim. It's all covered. I'm in the house. But it's made up of two pieces. This piece is two tvachim. This piece is two tvachim. Okay? And there's a little space in between. That could be in a house. It's not going to be open. But a little space. Tefach. I mean, half a tefach. Like this. Okay? Now, what's the din? Such a case. Two. Like two and a quarter, and a half a tefach of space. We learned yesterday the law with anything less than three, I don't care about. It's closed. So basically, what do I have then? I have a roof of five. So it comes down. What? Right, there's space. Yeah, there's a strip of air running right through it. But what do I care? Law with it, and it's finished. Right? So when the doors open, that's pitikra. It's pitikra. It's a four tefach piece of wood. It's five tefach piece of wood, really, coming down and sealing off the whole area. So I carried it. The Gemara, you know what the case here is? The door is in that space. The door is running in that space. So when I carve the door open, I have a five tefach piece of wood. Seals it and comes down. That's no problem. That's pitikra yeri v'saisim. That's an important halacha. We'll get to much more in Aaron. But when I close the door, what do I have? I don't have five anymore. Because lovewood can't go through solid pieces. That's a klal we have. Lovewood can kill up space. And now I have two and a half, and a door. So they get blocked. So up till the door I can carry fashteitza. But outside the door.
When the door is open, you should have to carry it out.
The whole thing.
Even in the doorway.
Avada. That's what it says. Kalifnim. Posuach kalifnim. The doorway's kalifnim. That's what it says. That's the funny case here. You've got this lintel, and you're claiming it depends on the door. That's what the Gemara can't figure out. If it's a four, so it's good. If it's a koira, you can't go past it anyway. What's that do? With a lechi. The answer was, one answer was koira. Koira can come down, calls man, it's only a tefach. So I have to have the door open. When the door's closed, it's left on its own. It can't do anything. Or no, now I came up with a new brainstorm. It's a house. It's like a four, but it's got a slit in the middle. So if there's no door, it comes down. Once the door cuts it in half, it's not four anymore. It's two.
It's two kairos, basically.
Kairos can't come down on itself. You have to have four tvachim to come down. Yeah, but this way, in this dimension, you have to have four tvachim for it to come down. You want to go all the way to the end, right? Yeah, the first kairos will come down. It'll cover only the first kairos. The second kairos is not a kairos. It's nothing. But love it, now it's a tikra. It's a four tvachim tikra. It's like any ceiling which comes down. But when I close the door, it's a funny case. You got the hinges in the middle. That strip of airspace is where the door sits. So when you close the door, basically, you have a two kaira with a two. So that's it. That two is worthless now. So you carry till the door, Fashleitzach. But outside the door, you can't carry. Because there you're under a 2-inch.
Has there been one thick piece of kaira?
Nothing. Door wouldn't stop you. Rashi says, if the door wouldn't stop
even
you.
Even though it's a middle?
Doesn't matter. What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference? I have a wall.
Why is it
what's that? I have a wall here. Yeah. I have a wall this way. That affects that wall? So now I have a wall this way. Essentially, I have a wall this way, coming down like this. Like, what are the walls? Rashi says, my favorite is not. That's the second teretz. Rav Ashi Yom Alon and Biskev is bias. Are you set in a bias? How could you have a problem? It's four by. It's only four. It'll come down even with the door closed. What care? Each piece is not four. They must get together to do the trick of coming down. So how does it work? So where's your four? The answer is the space is less than three. So when there's no problem, it's basically four, five, whatever it is. But Videla's Bemza, that's the trick. So I have a type of, I have a ticker of four, it comes down and carry till the very end. Because the lover can't go through the door, and now left with a two and a two. So when the door closes, you don't need this, the door closes here inside. But past the door, you're under a two thing. A two thing can't come down on itself. Okay, invite. Now, the last piece of that brayso on that vov again says a most enigmatic statement. The doorstep itself is tall 10, wide 4. It's by itself. You can't go into the street, but you can't go to the house. Now that doesn't make sense. Because if the iskifa is tall 10, wide 4, it is a rishus hayochid on its own. Anything tall 10, wide 4 is a rishus hayochid by definition. So it's a rishus hayochid, the house rishus hayochid. Why is it rishus hayochid? You can't go from the doorstep to the street. That's a doraisa now. But why can't you go from the doorstep to the house? Basically, you have adjacent rishus hayochids. You're telling me basically, can you go from this base medrash to the front room? And I say, you can't go from here to there. That's what you say. When that door closes, whatever it is, you got two separate shayochets here. This room is not doing that room. It's filled off of Gansen right now. Right now. This base medrash and that prose door are completely filled off. This shayochet, obviously, you can't go from here to here on Shabbos. It's crazy. Where is such a thing? Shayochet without a break? What's wrong? So why can't you go from the doorstep into the house? It says, Rishus Le'atzma. Says more, this is a very interesting thing here. We're going according to Meir. Meaning you can't go from here to there or from here to there. So from here to the street, I understand. You just got yourself into a doraisa now. But from the doorstep to the house, it's perfect. Because who's Acherim? This is Acherim talking here, right? Acherim said these last two. Who's Acherim? That we know. Acherim is Remei. That we know from Aries. Acherim is Remei. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said in Erevin that Remei has a very interesting sheet. Dom Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Omer Hoyo Remei, Kol Mokoim, Shatomotze Beis Rishuyos. You have two Rishuyos, Vehein Rishus Achas, and they're the same meaning, just what we're speaking about. You have Rishus Hayochid next to Rishus Hayochid. But one is higher than the other, ten tfochim. Kigon, Amud b'shus hayochid gavoa yud v'rochav dalet. It's exactly the case we're talking about. In the middle of this besmedvish, look at that. Take a look at that, that shulchan over there. That's exactly the case. That shulchan is tall 10 tvachim. The Kriya Satari business. It's tall 10 tvachim. Let's assume it's screwed into the ground. It happens not to be. Let's assume it's screwed into the ground. It's tall 10, and it's rochav 4. That thing itself, if it was standing in the middle of the street, would be a rishus hayochid. And I want to know, can I take something from the besmedvish and put it on that shulchan on Shabbos? Remeir says he can't. Meridik Remeir. Anytime I have two rishus and one is higher than tech tvachim, he can't do it. He says, that's this skuf. That's exactly this case, it's skufu. Because you have the house, my house is here, this skuf is up 10 and wide 4. I want to go from my house to this skufu. It's Shayor Shayochid. There's no Sharam.
It's in the street.
No, if it would be in the street, it would be Rosh Hashayochid. Now it's in the Rosh Hashayochid. I want to know, this Bismedrish. Can I go from the Bismedrish to the Shulchan? Remeir says he can't. Anytime I have two Rishusim next to each other, and one is 10 Tvachim higher than the other, like this case, because, no, I'm trying to say that Amud in the Rosh Hashayochid would be a Rosh Hashayochid, right? So now in the shul, it's its own rishus hayochid. It doesn't need the shul. It happens to be sitting in the middle of Rishus HaYochid. So now I want to know, can I go from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid to an independent Rishus HaYochid, up 10? Of course you can. Ramei says you can't. Why? A gzeira or to the case where that shulchan will be in the street. And if a dozen people won't have what's going on over here, you tell me you can go from here to here, they'll do it in the street. In the street, you can't do it. In the street, you have Shram Sayyocht. Now, explains Tosfos, explains the Gemara over there, that's only where that thing is a permanent, that's why it has to be screwed in, where it's a permanent structure. Where it's moving around, they're always going to get confused. But where it's a permanent structure in the middle of Sayyochid, then people will confuse it with a permanent structure in the street. Let's just finish. Also, Lakatev, you can't put something down. Gzeira, Mishum Tail, Mishusorabim. Tail is a mound in the Rishus HaRab. You have a mound in the Rishus HaRab, which is 10 tall and 4 wide. You can't do it because that's Rishus HaYochid. Go Rishus HaYochid. So he says, if you let people do it in the Rishus HaYochid, they're going to get confused and do it in the Rishus HaRab. Now, this is a tremendous chumah. I'm telling you, it's a tremendous chumah. You're telling me, basically, that if that shulchan, again, the Gemara says if it's movable, but let's say we would screw it into the floor. You couldn't pick up a chumash from here and put it down on the shulchan. Now, the truth is, do we pass like Reb Meir? Usually you would say, is it Das Yochel, right? Kid. Problem is with the Meir, we have a din, what says all over the place, Halachic Reb Meir b'gzeiroisof. When he makes a gzeir, generally do pass like Reb Meir. That's what people get nervous over here. So it could be pass like Reb Meir. It tells you, we shouldn't point out we don't. Even though it's b'gzeiroisof, because he's we'll see, we get the Erev in the ninth parak, Reb Shimon over there is chaylik on him there, and the Gemara says beferish halacha k'Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon, we do not pass like this Reb Meir. But this acherim is Reb Meir, so Reb Meir is okay because Reb Meir is saying if that iskafa is high 10 and wide 4, he can't go from it to the house. That's Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds when you have two adjacent rishus hayochids, one here and one here, your taka can't go from one to the other. So it's a chumrah. Now Tais points out that you have an interesting thing over here. What'll be, you have your house, and outside you have your front yard. That's both Rishus HaYochid, right? Can you take something from the chotzer? Think about Aram, it's my private chotzer. Can I take something from my chotzer and put it in this window right here? This window's above 10 tefachim, by the way, way over 10 tefachim. Can I take something from the chotzer, my partial backyard, and put it through this window above 10 tefachim?
It's not a separate structure.
This house is not a separate structure from the yard? It's not a separate structure. So one would think that according to me, you can't do it. He says, no. When the Rishus HaYochid you're putting it into is a standard Rishus HaYochid with machitzes, then people aren't going to get confused. Nobody's going to get confused from going from the street, yard to the house, from Shai Rabin to a house. I mean, that's confusing. If you're that confused, you're in serious trouble. Come on. And then you might as well confuse me Shabbos on Wednesday. I mean, it gets completely off the wall. That you're not going to get confused. But when you're talking about a thing like this, an omud like that, that already you have to know a lot to know that at the same middle street, that's Shayochid. There people will get confused. You stand there, Shayochid, where there's machitzas with the urine. That no one's going to get confused. Everybody understands. You can go from your yard to the house, you can't go to the street to your house. That mistake nobody will make. But this type of Shayochid, this strange Shayochid, that's not a halbal tamal chokim to know that's Shayochid. Where's the machitzas? Where's the machitzas on that omud?
Yeah, but it's within
Rishus
HaYochid, so what do you think? You think it's part of the Rebbe's Rishus?
Correct.
Why would you make
I would think a bump like that is part of its Rishus. So when it's here, it's Shayo. When it's there, it's Rishus HaRam. I don't realize. I mean, but that's why I guess the Talmud Chochem to see machitzas there, you know? You have to have very good glasses to see that good atzik. I mean, we most Rishonim learn that the reason the top of that shulchan is Rishus HaYochid is because the walls go up. They're magical walls there. I mean, if you see them, good. If you don't, you don't. Most people don't see them. You know, Reb Chaim comes with his Torah that there are no mechitzas there. Yeah, I think it's nothing. It's part of where it is. I don't realize it's its own thing. A house, you know, it's its own thing. No one's going to get confused that a house standing Rishus HaRab is Rishus HaRab. That's crazy. I mean, that's a person who doesn't know anything. That far we're not going. Right, so when that thing's in the street, I'll pick it up in the street and put it on the shulchan. That's the Isa Daraisach. Because that thing in the street is Rishus HaYochid. That's a serious problem already.
Rebbe, yeah. Didn't they say that if it's something is used, used very frequently, it becomes a shusharam.
You're not a 10, though.
Not
a 10. Because 10 has walls. Nine. 10 has walls. Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. That's the tricky. Uh-huh. 10 has walls. Once it's 10, you have the side walls, and they shoot up. Kipruta, they shoot up to Shamayim. Uh-huh. So the top of that shulchan is surrounded by walls. They know you don't see the walls. That's the problem. We can't see the walls, but that's surrounded by walls. Al-Pidin is surrounded by walls. Okay. Well, Yeshiv Onuf Ne'a Sapa. It is a shusha. That's what I'm saying. That's itself a machloikis. Most people learn that's because the walls shoot up.
No, but even without that levelness.
Once you have it, you should. It says, welcome to her. Who makes it Rishus Hayochid? What makes it Rishus Hayochid? The walls. If most people understand, it's because there are walls extending. You have your base walls shoot up. That's those who show in the Ritz or a Prime's tell you that it's not. It's the bottom walls are mounted at the top without the walls, whatever, as a fancy footwork. Keep shooting, there are walls extending. Okay, now this mission is about haircuts. What in the world is it doing here? We'll take haircuts Friday, but that's not what it's doing it. The Rishonim explain, because we're really headed for the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is that you shouldn't walk out with something in your pocket on Erev Shabbos because you might forget it. So we're already learning, like, these are things where you might get forget a little forgetful. It has nothing to do with Friday. Lo yeshev adam lefnei asapo, you can't sit down to take a haircut. Somuch lemincha chi yispalel. When it's mincha time, we'll soon see which mincha we're talking about. You don't go to take a haircut, says Rashi. These are all things that you can get involved in. We're afraid you'll sit there with your haircut, you know what I mean? I'm getting a beauty parlor, you'll never get out of there. You know, you'll forget the daven. It has nothing to do with Friday. It's talking about Wednesday also. Five things more it says. Don't go into the merchats till you daven. It's a leather tanner, he's a tanner. Don't start eating. Don't start, sit down to din Torah when it's man mincha till you daven mincha. If they already started, ain't mafsik. You're trying to point out, even if you started when you shouldn't have. Not you started at 11 o'clock. It's takim mincha time. You shouldn't have started. You did. Still, you don't have to stop. Assuming there's time. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. If it's 5 minutes before the shkia, hashetzach, you got to stop. Mafsik in likras krishma. Krishma is saying a different story. That's a doraisa. You stop even if you started. Vein mafsik in litfilo. Now, this is an exact repetition of what we just said. We just said, "Meschilu ein mafsik." You don't stop the dam. Then we'll get to that, to the last piece of the mission. Now we wonder what is going on over here. I can't sit down to take a haircut. I can't sit down to eat a meal. Somuch lemincha. Somuch lemincha means a half an hour before zman mincha. Now we learned in brachas, there's two zman minchas. There's mincha gedoyla, which we'll call 12:30, even though now it's 1:30 more or less, but we'll call it 12:30. And there's mincha ketan. Mincha ketan is 2.5 hours before the shkia. Which one are we talking about? It's a major difference. Are you telling me at 12 o'clock I can't take a haircut? Or are you telling me at 3 o'clock I can't take a haircut? Right? 3:30 is mincha ketan. 3 o'clock is somuch mincha ketan. That's an important thing to know. What are we talking about over here? So the Gemara doesn't understand either way. Gemara has a problem either way. Hey, somuch lemincha. Which somuch lemincha? Ilem lemincha gedoy lo. Am I lo? I can't take a haircut at 12 o'clock? I have till shkia 6 o'clock in the daven mincha. How long can I sit by the barber? Let's not be ridiculous here. I can't sit down to eat. I can't take a shower at 12 o'clock? I got a whole day ahead of me. Hey, somuch lemincha. Ilem mechigdoy lo. Am I low? We can shay spay tuva. Come on. How involved can I get in that meal? You know what I mean? There's limits. Elo somuch lemincha ketan. Okay, that's much more reasonable. You're at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Mincha's over at 6. You sit down to a place and go take a haircut. We got a fancy barber there. You know, you want to expect your bucks. He'll trim your beard. He'll trim your mustache. I don't know what's going on over there. You might just get involved. That's more reasonable. But there the Gemara says, I don't understand the other end. Im hischilu, I don't have to stop. Why is that? Im hischilu, ein mafsikin. Name it to you to the Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Dom Rabbi Shua ben Levi came and she gave us man tefillah sam mincha. Also, the odom she yitom klum kodom she spal tefillah sam mincha. I can't do anything. So that would imply to Rabbi Shua to understand that even I started, I have to stop. Because if he meant to tell me you can't start, then the Mishnah says that. You don't have to tell me that. He seems to be telling me more. Don't taste anything. Meaning if you're in the middle, stop. So you're telling me the Mishnah says a mischilu. Ain't mafsikin. So there wasn't a bind over here. Are we talking mincha gedoyla? Then we don't understand the whole problem. What's the problem? You got a whole afternoon ahead of me. You're talking late in the day, mincha gedoyla ketana, then you should stop when you cross the line. We're a little stickle stuck over here. Now, we do have to be very careful. I know you're all about to jump on me, but you're being nice to me, I know. This, just one second, this Rebbe Shuvan Levi, we had already in Brachas Chof Ches Amud Beis. And the Gemara says less Hilchas of Reb Shimon Levi. We don't hold like Reb Shimon Levi. So what's the big deal? You're telling me they can't learn the Mishnah Ketana because Reb Shimon Levi said once you hit the Zman Mincha, you got to stop eating. And the Mishnah says you can continue. But in Brachas, we don't hold like Reb Shimon Levi. It's a big deal over here. It's a bump. The Rishonim say that the Gemara in Reb Shimon Levi, it says two things over here. Shimon Levi says, also litoim, you can't even taste something. He's saying two things. He's saying if you started, you have to stop. He's also saying more than that. You can't even taste something. You can't even chop an apple. We don't hold that. We don't hold like. You can't eat. You can't sit down and eat the bench, washing bench. But you can chop an apple before mincha. That we never said. And the Gemara somehow understood when we said less hilchas or Shimon Levi, we mean in this extreme statement that you can't even eat an apple if you didn't dam mincha. But the rest of what he said, that if you're in the middle, you shouldn't continue, that we do accept. It's a bump. It's definitely a bump here, but they were sort of stuck. Okay, what do we do with the Mishnah? What do you want to ask? So we have a problem. We got to monitor. If it's Mincha Gdoila, what do you have to stop with? How long is it going to take you already? And if it's Mincha Ketana, we seem to be convinced that you, if you started, you should stop. And the Mishnah says if you started, you don't have to stop. There's two answers here. We're on most of the place, of course. Low. We're going back to Mincha Gdoila. It means, and half an hour before Mincha Gdoila, it's 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock on today's clock. You can't do these things. Our problem was, why not? How long can it take already? Says the Gemara, we're taka talking about very time-consuming things. We're not talking about a regular haircut. Ubetispires ben Elosha. This ben Elosha fellow, he happened to be Rebbe's son-in-law, and he learned the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol had a very type of special haircut. It took him very often, a very special haircut. This hair, exactly. Don't ask me, I have no idea what's going on over there. But whatever it is, it's an art form, and it takes time. So we are talking talk at 12 o'clock. We're not telling you can't take a haircut at 12 o'clock. You can't take this fancy schmancy haircut. That taka can take a long time. Now, we're going to have to do all five things. The Mishnah says five things you can't do. Haircut, merchatz, bursike, eating, and the dentire. We're going to have to make all of them, not your standards, but time-consuming things. Velola merchatz l'kula milsa de merchatz. I mean, he didn't just go in to take a shower. Rashi says, there was a ganze business over there. Loch of Reusha, he washed his hair. Then he took a hot shower. Then he took a cold shower. Then he went to the Schwitz. So I got some business, don't give in. That you can't do at 12 o'clock. Go take a shower. That we never said. Whereas a lot, he's going into setup. He's got a whole bunch of leather things there. We're afraid. And it's the beginning of the process. We're afraid he'll get involved. We don't mean Sam, you can't sit down to eat at 12 o'clock because you'll forget that Dam Mincha will get involved. We mean a Surah G'doyla. Rishayim say, what's a Surah G'doyla? A chasana. A bris. A erison. A fancy, a big spiel meal. Not a meal like I eat. The person you eat at home, this, we're not talking about that. We're not afraid at 12 o'clock. You sit down and eat lunch. Even if your wife prepared a whopper of a lunch, it's not going to take you till 6 o'clock. It'll be ridiculous. A chasana, different story, really. Till the chosin gets out with the collar, till they finish with the picture, it could take 10 hours. Okay. The loyla din, betchilas din. Yeah, we're not talking about paskening din, we're talking about starting a din Torah. Okay, that, I have to sat on a bezdin for years. It could schlep, that's for sure. If the people have what to say and their big mouths, it could take a whole afternoon, it can. So you don't start a din Torah at 12 o'clock. Okay. That's the first Torah to the Gemara. Ravacha bar Yankiv says, no, we're talking mincha gedoyim. What we talk mean a standard haircut. We mean standard things. What are you worried about? There's always, we're very nervous here. There's always a bump. A standard haircut, how long does it take? 7 minutes. Yeah, what if the guy has a blackout? What if the shaver breaks? It's Kenzach Tefen, you never know. Now, today, it's not Tamid, you've got 50 million things. But a barber there, if its scissors broke, you're up sore. It still gets another scissors, could take quite a while. There's always worried about those kind of things. Right? So why can't you sit down at 12? It's a gzeir. No, I understand. And in your standard haircut, in your standard setup, nothing's going to happen. But there could be a fluky case. And we ask to do a lot of those cases. Lola merchatz? Lahaziyabam is just going to Schwitz, not the whole process. Lechatchila, my low, gzeir shem yisalfa. No problem, he might faint. Not to start a whole process. Just checking out things. It's not going to take long. It's not starting the tanning process. Still, he'll know. He's checking out his business. He'll see something there that one of the iris got messed up. He'll get faton fatracht. And based on the time will go, he'll forget to daven. Talk about a normal meal. He can't eat lunch. Again, it doesn't mean he can't eat an apple. That's not. We're not the Reuben Levi. But you can't eat a normal suda. Nuda soma means yosem mikabetz, like a sukkah. You have to wash on yosem mikabetz, like a sukkah. But a normal meal, we're not talking about a chasana. Why? L'chatchila my law. What's the problem? How long going to take? Duma osilim shuche. Get involved. You never know. Could happen. The loyal din. Bigmar din to paskin. Not to hear out the whole din. Taka to come down to say the psak to finish it up. L'chatchila my law. The time of sosadina. In the last seconds, the dayanim are coming in ready to say the guy owes him $100. One guy says, "Ooh, I forgot a shach." You know, maybe not. And chonim daim vaitiv the shach of Torah. Nochamalutzugi. There's a kind of schlepping the ganze talk. Now, this is a very important machloik. Is said, are you answering suda gedoyla at 12 o'clock, or are you answering suda ketana at 12 o'clock? That a paskin is a major, major machloik. Toisus and the rosh paskin like the first loshin lakula. What we're saying is you can't go to a chasana. You can't go to a chasana. You can't start a chasana meal at 12 o'clock. But lunch you can eat. And a haircut you can take. It's only this fancy haircut we don't have today. I don't know if it exists such a thing altogether. You can't start the leather tanning process at 12 o'clock. But you can go check out your office work at 12 o'clock. According to the second law, you got a big chumrah on your hands, so you can't eat lunch at 12 o'clock. Now, there's a lot of coolness we have today. Basically, the fact that we have set minyanim gets us out of a lot of these problems. It's like Hashamish Kari. There's room to be machu, believe me, there's a lot of room. But one should be careful at a chasana at the mincha before the meal. That's the truth. There's very little way out of that. Now, Tais is passing the Rosh, passing like the first Loshin, the Rif passing like the second Loshin, the Rif Amachu. But the truth is, in Ramah, whatever the reason is, the Ramah comes out with a bigger cooler. That the only thing that's us is a Suda Gedoyla before Minchitana. That's when Ramah comes out, we are Noyeg. You have to work out how the Gemara works out exactly, which is the biggest cooler you could have. At 12 o'clock, nothing's awesome. At 3 o'clock, a chasin is awesome. Basically, we were relying on the idea.
Why would
he'll get involved.
So then you don't
have to mean. Well, by them, it was Hashamish Koyre. You couldn't forget, because when the mini went out, the Shamish went knack in time for Mincha.
The Potsky. Come to the barbershop.
Yeah. The barbershop, the whole place wasn't that big, don't forget.
Right.
Okay, but the Potskim go that a set minion is like that, because everybody knows it's got to be shul at 5 o'clock, you know.
It's the same thing with Meyer.
It's not. There's a many, much room to be Machmir. It's one of the big problems how the world is so makel today, and I mean Mincha late. It's a big problem in the Potskim. The whole world is makel in that, and it's business dabbing at the end of the day. So it's a big problem. But yeah, they are definitely. I mean, Limud is chus. It's certainly not a bad idea that I'm in Chirli. That's the truth. But okay, but that's how Ramo comes out. We basically rely on those shitas that it's only suda gedoyla osu b'feim in chetan. It basically comes down to nothing. You can't sit down to a suda chasan at 3 o'clock. Maariv is a different story. Yeah, Maariv is more serious. You'll see. Gemara says Maariv is more serious, even though Maariv is a reshus and all that. Maariv is more serious. Maariv can be a bigger problem. Yeah, that's what people make sure. Remember, that's all these tricks. You know, remind me to daven. You know, do that. Listen, they might write up to mincha. That was all tiny. Why don't make mincha and might write up to shachris and pater all day? The way they found the hetter for that, I'll give you the hetter for that. It's not such a big problem, you know. Okay, the sandwich minchas they call them, you know. Oh, may Moshe has cholas to spoyres. What? Okay, there's a mokin avrom, smoking a hokel, yeah, but there are places they do it every day, you know. They daven mincha 5 minutes after the shkir, 6 minutes after the shkir, they daven a ma'ariv, you know. Most balabat shushus is that way. When I grew up, I'm sure, man. Mincha ma'ariv was zingo, I mean. I'm old, the rov would stop for 3 minutes to say, Epsad var aloka. Then she went straight, mincha ma'ariv, straight, you know. Mimos has cholas tispirus, yeah. Im ischil uain mafsikin, right? So after, what do you mean it started? It's like the same problem we had by sukkah. If you started eating in a house, you don't have to go out. You got to know what's called started. Some level of something or other to say you started, then you don't have to stop. Moses chalas to sports the beginning of a haircut. Omarav, Oven, When he puts on that white, you know, the thing over here to cover you from the hair, it's, you don't have to start cutting your hair. Once he puts down that thing, it's called, you started your haircut, you don't have to stop. And he takes off his yarmulke, because that was the first thing he took off. Well, yeah, I'm talking about his hat. That was the first thing he took off. That's called, he started undressing. It's just called, he started the showering, bathing process. Okay. I don't know what, exactly how they work. The mishiyik shebeng sefer basically means that when you roll up your sleeves to start working. Umeimos eskolas achila. That's a good question. Rav omer mishiyitol yodav. When you wash. Rav chanin omer mishiyate chagoyro. When he loosens his belt. Velo pligi holohon v'olohu. The bavliim, Rashi says, used to belt their belts very tight. Mela, when they sat down to eat, they had to open up the belts. So by them, opening up the belts was the beginning of the meal. By Bnei Yerzol, didn't have the belt problem. We don't have that today. So it's when you wash. It's interesting. If Eger brings a posuk in Yecheskel, that the Bnei Bovel used to wear belts. Al Bovel, Chagoyroi Ezer B'mosneim. They weren't the tight belts. Posuk in Tanakh. Amr Abaye. Hani Chavrin Bavloi. These Bavli guys, right, when they sit down to eat, it's like, I can't say anything, we're opening up the belt here. And then closing it, I don't know what's going on exactly, but anyway, Lamanda Omar, Tfilas Arvis Rishus, remember we had brought some machloikas, came into Shorle Amayne, Lomatuchinenle. Since Myris Rishus, so Tfilas points out, Rishus doesn't mean you don't have Myris. But if you have any excuse, any tirch, any mitzvah, so once he already had that, we're not matriach him to close up and daven, Zolores and davening late, doesn't even if he doesn't daven. But says the Gemara, I understand. If it's Rishus, but Lamandoma Choyva, you're telling me you got to close up your belt, Dav Mayiv, and then go eat. I don't understand. You just told me by Mincha that once he opens his belt, he doesn't have to Dav Mayiv. It's called Ischilu. You're making Mayiv worse than Mincha. Mayiv Choyva. Mincha is also Choyva. Mayiv Choyva worse than Mincha. If Mayiv is Rishus, he opens his belt, he doesn't. He can Dav. He can eat and Dav and later. Even forgets the Dav. Oh, Mayiv is Choyva. Even though he opens his belt, get up, my friend. Close your belt, get up, daven, and go back to eat. Minchi told me you don't have to do that. This is the Gemara. You see, my riv is more chomer than Mincha. The guy who holds, the one who holds my riv is a tefillas choyva. You do have to close your belt. And yet we said, im his chilu ain't mafsikin. And what's called his chilu? That means, if you have to daven mincha, it's the zman mincha, you should be daven mincha. You didn't, you sat down to eat. All you did was open your belt in Bovel, you can eat and then daven mincha later. So how come by, and that's choyva fashteitza. Yet you tell me, if my riv is a choyva, you gotta close your belt, daven, and then go eat. Why is my riv more chomer than mincha? It says more it is. By mincha, there's less chance of you getting involved. Because people didn't drink by mincha the afternoon meal. By mayiv, there's more chance you'll get fashikir and nadam. Mayiv is more chomer. Or, says one interesting, a psychological thing. Inami, by mincha, there's a zman. Kevin the kviel is in the mirtas, lost the mission. I have in mind, I got it down by the shki, whatever you do, shki, after shki, whatever your zman is, it ends. So have in mind, I got to do it. Mayiv is open-ended, you know what I mean? It's the beginning of the night. It's when the shkia tonight, 6:20, 7 o'clock, and I can daven Mayiv, 6:45, Mayiv. I have till the morning, basically, Chmein. If psychologically, I'm not going to hold back. Mayiv, well, daven 6 hours, was a big deal. And more likely, I'll get involved in my meal fashik, and the whole thing could go. Inami b'mincha. Kevin the kfiel or zimno mirtas afraid rosi lamisha. Arvis, there's more chance of making a mistake. A mistake will fall in. Kevin the kula lelias man arvis loy mirtas v'osi lamisha. Maskiv lo reb sheishes. Fracted two cuts. I know what's going on over here. You told me. You're telling me that by mincha or by my rishua say he opened up the belt. He doesn't close it. Why? It's a tircha to close the belt. In fact, it was a big tircha to close the belt. Let's not do things here. Such a big tircha to close your belt. V'oit, I don't understand it. Down without the belt. It's a tircha to close your belt. It's a down without the belt. V'oit leku heyochi v'litzli. Get up with your open belt and daven. Well, not open. He probably took off the belt, I imagine. But anyway. Zog de gemara. Mishum shenema hikon l'kras alekecho Yisroel. You don't daven out your belt because you're supposed to daven his for him properly dressed. They wore belts. So you can't daven without the belt. It's a very interesting Gemara here because Gemara has two kashas here. Gemara has one kasha, daven without the belt. So the answer, I can't daven without the belt. because he could. Why is it another kash? What's the big deal to make the guy close his belt? The Gemara never answered that kash. It's interesting. Taitz says, the Gemara chose not to answer. It is, they wasn't bothering. They bring, if you look at Kivegi, he brings a whole list of places where the Gemara has two kashes and only addresses one. Well, the other one didn't, it's not a problem. I don't have to answer it, I feel. That is Hikon. This is the marker for the whole Eisek from the Gartlach. Because, obviously, okay, this is the problem. To say you just need the belt, lahafsik bein alei velo er libo se'er, can't be. Because they ate in the bench. Obviously, they weren't seeing libo se'er, but they had some sort of division they had. Yet for davening, they made them put on the belt. This is the marker for that whole idea. But of course, Tais brings the Mazavitri. The Mazavitri says that the whole reason was for libo roa se'er. But we who have pants, which didn't wear pants then, they wore like a choluk, like a hospital gown. So when you didn't have a belt on, there was nothing dividing Leib and Erba. So they had to put on a belt.
What happened to your question?
That's only about tefillah, no problem. I mean, I'm saying there's no hikon for benching. There's no hikon for benching. Hikon. No, there is. So the most, that's what I said, the most had a division. That's a problem. I'm saying most people understand it can't be out that reason because they washed the benches. So obviously, there was some hepsic over there. It was only a special thing for davening of Hikon. The Mazavichi doesn't learn that way. Mazavichi learns the whole thing was libero serv over here, which is not a pella. The Gemara says also Hikon. The Gemara itself is shred. The Gemara says you have to put the belt on as Hikon. According to him, you got to put it on as libero serv. Because he really passes the week, so it's not a problem, whatever it is. But anyway, that is the limud zchus for us. No, it says clearly not, because he said until you're down, you don't have to. I mean, they opened it up, they washed, they benched. Then, if they want it down, they close it up. They close it up, they should daven. There's no reason not to daven.
That's only for tefillah.